The following story, recorded on January 20th, 2021, will focus primarily on the history and current state of affairs regarding the Site C project. It will also expand on the concern regarding the Peace Canyon Dam, as there are similarities between heightening apprehension for both dams. The issues presented in this story are complex by nature, and this audio piece is not meant to capture all specificities within the topic, but rather seeks to bring awareness to a number of aspects that led to and exist in conjunction with the current issues being faced. Site C is a hydroelectric dam currently in the process of being constructed on the Peace River in northeastern British Columbia. The dam is expected to provide 1,100 megawatts of capacity and produce roughly 5,100 gigawatt hours of electricity each year, which is enough energy to power around 450,000 homes. BC Hydro has previously stated that the goal of the dam is to provide power to various LNG and gas extraction projects, as well as address residential demand, which at this point remains low. If completed, it will be the third dam on the Peace River, following the W.A.C. Bennett and Peace Canyon dams that were built respectively in 1967 and the late 1970s. The project has been in the making since 1971, when BC Hydro initiated engineering studies for the project. In the early 1980s, BC Hydro presented the project before the British Columbia Utilities Commission, also known as BCUC, which is an independent agency of the BC government responsible for several tasks, including, but not limited to, the regulation of BC's energy utilities, intraprovincial pipelines, as well as the reliability of the electrical transmission grid. BCUC rejected the idea for the dam in November of 1983 via a 315-page summary, ultimately stating that the dam was not necessary for the province at that time. The summary went further to criticize BC Hydro's ability to forecast effectively, implying that to increase reliability, further improvements to their plan were required. In December of 2014, Site C gained construction approval by the Liberal government, and construction on the dam began in autumn of 2015. Former Liberal Premier Christy Clark expressed a strong desire to get the project, what she called, past the point of no return, by May of 2017, which is when the next election would be held. This is so that future governments would not be able to cancel the project. The initial financial projections for the cost of Site C's construction, announced in 2010, landed at $6.6 billion. The dam has quickly grown to become the province's most expensive publicly funded industrial project, the cost now having surpassed $10.7 billion. And experts suggest that, if the project is not stopped, it can easily exceed $12 to $13 billion. The Site C Dam has been designed to flood 128 kilometers of the Peace River, as well as its neighboring affluents. The flood will force eviction of all residents within this radius from their homes, many of which have had longtime family farms in the region for years. It will also eradicate a portion of Canada's greatest farmland, will abolish Indigenous gravesites, and sacrifice the integrity of the ecosystem that provides for over 100 different species presently at risk for extinction, including over 15,000 fish in need of rerouting due to the dam's presence. In 2016, Indigenous protesters temporarily managed to halt construction of Site C by camping out on the traditional Old Fort land, which falls within Treaty 8 territory, for 2 months before a Supreme Court order declared they must pack up and leave or be arrested. Much of the controversy to do with Site C comes from a mix between lack of transparency, infringement upon Indigenous rights, and fear of environmental disaster. The Peace Canyon, which began producing hydroelectricity in 1980, became subject to investigation in 2007. Alongside Peace Canyon's initial construction phases in 1974, engineers became aware that the dam was being built on a foundation of weak rock, and that these problems could pose a major risk if an earthquake were to impact the dam's vital drainage system. However, this information was kept hidden from much of the government and many workers within BC Hydro as well for decades. Dave Unger, former BC Hydro construction manager for the PC Canyon and WAC Bennett dams, became concerned following three seismic events he experienced while working at the dams. Following an in-depth investigation into the origins of the Peace Canyon Dam and BC Hydro, those aforementioned hidden risks were exposed to the public and gained much attention after an investigatory piece released by The Narwhal last January of 2020. The Peace River and all of its dams are situated within an oil and gas basin known as the Montney Play. The Montney Play is the largest and most productive oil and gas basin in Western Canada and much of the world. It extends from the British Columbia-Alberta border near Dawson Creek, going northwest by 200 kilometers towards the northern Rocky Mountain foothills. Alongside tight gas, shale gas is in extremely high quantity in the Montney Play, and it requires an unconventional gas retrieval method, hydraulic fracturing, which is more commonly referred to as fracking, for extraction purposes. Fracking involves the process of injecting fluids such as water, sand, and chemicals into the ground to obtain gases that are buried deep within shale and siltstone. This has been known to lead to unintended induced seismicity in nearby areas. Between 2017 and 2018, over 10,500 seismic events occurred in the Fort St. John Dawson Creek area. Due to the foundational problems of the Peace Canyon Dam, it was determined that an earthquake with a moment magnitude of as low as 4 could end up damaging the structure. Site C is also not immune to these seismic concerns. In September of 2018, a huge landslide downstream from the Site C construction project occurred, blocking the only road leading in and out of the community of Old Fort. And in November of 2018, a 4.5 magnitude earthquake was triggered by Canadian Natural Resources 20 kilometers from Site C, resulting in the instant evacuation of hundreds of workers. For Site C, external seismic concerns are mixed with internal construction issues, such as unstable liner concrete in critical river diversion tunnels. This was revealed to the public last January of 2020 to not only potentially extend the completion date of said tunnels beyond what is financially feasible, but to have also resulted in an 18-meter concrete chunk falling from the liner of its own volition. On March 18th, 2020, when British Columbia went into lockdown due to the first wave of COVID-19, the provincial government considered the Site C Dam to be an essential service and allowed work on the project to continue. Prior to the pandemic, Site C was already facing serious concerns that were in desperate need of addressing fully. The quarterly report BC Hydro produced for BCUC, which spanned from January to March 2020, was released in July and determined that several areas of the project on the project status dashboard were classified as at risk or experiencing moderate issues. Specifically, the overall project health, scope, schedule, and cost were considered at risk, while the overall project environmental health, procurement, Indigenous relations, litigation, and stakeholder engagement were experiencing what was classified as moderate issues. During the May of 2017 election, the Site C dam was becoming a larger topic of interest politically. If sworn in, the NDP stated that they would ensure an independent review by the BCUC would be conducted, as lack of transparency and too little independent revision was deepening public concern regarding the project. When the NDP were elected and then sworn in during July of 2017, they did indeed conduct this investigation, which resulted in a report being released that November. The report determined that the project could be replaced by a greener industry alternative for a total cost of $8.8 billion. In July of 2020, Energy Minister Bruce Ralston appointed Peter Milburn, British Columbia's former Deputy Finance Minister, to provide a report on the Site C dam regarding the various project risks and rising costs. The report was to be reviewed by NDP Premier John Horgan, who would then make the decision as to whether or not to continue the project. To make matters more complicated, the Milburn report was received by Horgan's government for revision right around the time that long-awaited, major, expensive parts were imported. The tensions of the decision regarding continuation of the dam were heightened with the recent arrival of 170 tons worth of turbines, which took consultants over 2 years and $470 million to coordinate the arrival of from Brazil. The turbines arrived last week on January 13th, 2021, and were transported 1,000 kilometers from Prince Rupert across northern BC to the construction site. The following day, on January 14th, 2020, Horgan publicly announced that he was commissioning two experts to produce reports to find out if BC Hydro's plan, which was proposed to resolve the geotechnical issues with the dam, is adequate. He said that although Milburn's report was comprehensive, he believed that the best course of action at this time is to get what he called a second and third opinion. This so-called inaction has frustrated many, including BC Greens leader Sonia Furstenau, who suggests that the NDP government is simply stalling their decision, as Milburn did apparently not have the technical expertise to properly confirm or deny the safety of BC Hydro's plan. As we await these new reports, as well as a final decision from the NDP government, close to 1,000 employees are still presently working away in camp at Site C.